Well, just a total disaster by the Eagles. I mean, an unmitigated freaking disaster. And, you know, one they should be ashamed and embarrassed about. You know, bottom line is, there's no one bottom line. Howie did a horrible job assembling a defense, and it looks like a lot of his recent draft picks, including Nolan Smith, just aren't good enough. The Dotson trade was a fiasco. The Hurts contract, unfortunately, looks like a fiasco. Jalen is failing them. Nick is failing them. I mean, there's just a lot of issues. And look, we knew they were top heavy on the offense with some star players, and that if they faced injuries, that could be a real problem, and that has been a real problem. I'm not saying it's easy for Jalen Hurts out there yesterday with no Lane Johnson, no Devontae Smith, and no A.J. Brown, but I know this, he can't play as bad as he did. That's unacceptable. All right, let's talk about some of these injuries. There are some very notable ones. And we'll talk to, and most of these stem, obviously, from going into the game. But let's get a NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report here with Dr. Mark Schwartz, an orthopedic surgeon with the Burlington County Orthopedic Specialist in Mount Laurel. And he joins us right now. Good morning, Dr. Schwartz.
Good morning. Yeah, I hate coming on after a loss.
We hate it also.
Make them win.
Exactly.
The only good thing that came out of that game was that blocked extra point allowed me to win my 33 pool.
So oh, good man.
$160.
Good man. Well, I got eliminated in my survivor pool yesterday. So, but then again, like half of America's eliminated. All right. So, Doc, let's get to a few things here. Let's just start with the heat. As it relates to, you know, all sorts of stuff we saw out there. I mean, Reed Blankenship had an illness. Guys had to leave the game. Could they have prepared differently to handle the heat differently and be better equipped to play better football through it?
Well, you know, that's a tough question, but let's set the scenario. It was at game time, the outside temperature was about 91 degrees. The humidity was about 90%. So that is already setting the table for heat issues. The only good thing about playing down in Tampa was they have a grass field, and grass fields generally stay about anywhere from 10 to 30 degrees cooler than artificial turf. So be thankful that it was a grass field. But the key to dealing with these heat illnesses is keeping up with fluid loss, hydration, staying cool. And hydration. And I'm not sure whether they were sitting near those cooling benches enough. Hydration is the key to avoiding some of these, quote, heat-related illnesses. But once the guy starts feeling it, they got to keep up with fluids, electrolytes, and staying cool.
Are there any lingering issues for the guys who ended up being severely dehydrated yesterday?
Well, the key is you don't want it to go. You don't want to go from heat illness per se to heat exhaustion to heat stroke. Heat stroke is a deadly, potentially deadly phenomenon. And it's a continuum. So basically, the key is recognizing early symptoms: fatigue, muscle cramping, nausea, vomiting, severe headaches. So once you start seeing those signs, you got to get the player out of the heat. You got to get them hydrated with just a lot of electrolytes and fluids, and you got to cool them down. Ice baths, ice towels. It's a potentially devastating, potentially fatal illness. You hear about some sad case every year in August when schools start starting up.
Yeah, you mentioned. Talking about Lane Johnson, we know that he was supposed to be cleared prior to this game for his concussion, but was not. Does that mean that he's close, that he was almost cleared Saturday night before the game time, or is the concussion protocol nonlinear and frustrating like that?
Well, in the NFL, the average time to return to play after a concussion is about 9 to 10 days. Okay. That's the average. There's five phases that the players have to pass to be cleared by to return to play. And after they pass those five phases, they still have to be evaluated by an independent neurologic specialist. So he's probably somewhere around phase four or five. I would be totally shocked if he's not playing after a bye week. But there's no set number for any individual. Everybody's a little bit different. So each player's recovery from a concussion is kind of unique upon itself.
Yeah, and
so
of course...
He obviously didn't pass the final phase for return to play.
Yeah, and Devontae not reported to be as far along as Lane had been, approaching Sunday, which is unfortunate. Dr. Swartz, specializing in sports medicine, arthroscopic surgery, and the co-director of the Virtual Health Sports Medicine Program. For more information on Dr. Swartz, please go to BurlingtonCountyOrtho.com. That's BurlingtonCountyOrtho.com. This is the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Doc, thanks so much, my man. Enjoy the bye week. Here's the good news. Eagles can't lose this upcoming Sunday. Thanks, Doc.
Go Phillies.
Yeah, you got it. That's the other good news. All right, let's go to Scott calling from Bethlehem. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you today?
Yeah, we're frustrated, Scott. And I think a lot of people are just kind of realizing this is what we got. You know, it doesn't mean they can't find a way out of it. Teams have in the Eagles' past. Obviously, Chip's first year, they were 1-3. Ray's first year, they were 1-3, and an ugly 1-3. But more often than not, when you look like this, more often than not, you don't make the playoffs.
So I have three things. One is I think the NFL has done nothing. I think the schedule, it's horrible, the schedule that the Eagles have had to deal with, going down to Brazil, coming back home, going down to, in their first four games, going down to New Orleans, coming back home, going down to Tampa Bay in 100-degree heat or whatever. So I think that has been atrocious.
Well, let me just say this. Other than Brazil, it's all normal. I mean, playing in New Orleans is New Orleans.
Yeah, they did do Brazil. That's the thing. They did do.
No, I understand. But I'll tell you this, Scott. While I can't prove that they're struggling because of Brazil or disprove it, I just tend to think it's more about what they are. I mean, if you think Jalen Hurts yesterday looked the way he looked because, 24 days ago they played a game in Brazil, I just don't buy that.
I just think it's all cumulative. All the plane flights they've had to done the first four games. But anyway, my second point is this offense reminds me so much of Sirianni's first year when he was forcing the pass until he figured it out towards the second half of the season.
I agree.
Oh, we're a run-dominant team, and this is the same thing. I've seen no offensive brilliance from this coordinator he needs to realize. I mean, three touches. He had three runs in the first half. I understand that we were three and out, whatever, but three times our best player on offense touched the ball and running, all right, until the second half where he got a little more, but still, 12 times?
And then in the second half, when he touches the ball, he breaks it for 65 yards. And then how many times did he get the ball handed to him after that?
Yeah,
one.
I agree. The coordinator
one
has
time.
What the identity of this offense is.
Well, I agree, Scott, I agree with your basic premise. I mean, let me put it this way. When AJ and Devontae's in there, it makes a lot of sense to throw the ball a lot. When AJ and Devontae are not in there, you should be the 72 Dolphins. I'm serious. I don't mean record wise. I mean just run the ball.
Yeah,
I mean it's just not that complicated. Particularly when you know Dotson stinks. The guy stinks.
Yeah.
The guy stinks. And Scott, good call. So let me ask this question again. I said this question on Friday. I'm just going to pose it again. When AJ and Devontae are out, James, I'm going to you first. Who are their two best wide receivers when A.J. Devontae, and I'll even say Covey, are out? Who are they?
Apparently Paris Campbell and whatever defensive back gets the most interceptions.
Wow.
All right, Rhea, who are their two best wide receivers?
They don't have any.
Well, when the others are out, someone give me a real answer. Who are they?
I mean, Paris Campbell and I don't know. I mean, Paris
John
Campbell,
Dotson
how crazy
and Paris
is that?
Paris Campbell are the two best.
Who, John?
John Dotson, sure, I guess.
I don't know,
Campbell
maybe.
Campbell are the two best, and then there's John Ross, and there's Johnny Wilson.
John Ross, who didn't have a job, a week
John
ago.
Ross,
Johnny
he's
Wilson
wearing
can't
number
catch.
38.
Yeah, by the way, I got to tell you something. Minor point in a game where we have a lot of aggravation in the season. I think the NFL messed up big time changing all these numbers. I can't figure out anyone's position. I got guys on defense with zero. I mean, what is this? But anyway, that's not the issue.